Good morning. I would like to welcome everyone to CYI's unaudited fourth quarter and fiscal year 2010 earnings webcast. During the Q&A portion of the call, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the pound or hash key. Please limit yourself to two questions, then you may re-enter the queue. I would now like to turn the conference over to Kevin Theiss. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for joining us today, and welcome to China Yuchai International Limited's fourth quarter and full year 2010 financial results earnings webcast. My name is Kevin Theiss, and I am with Grayling, China Yuchai's U.S. Investor Relations Advisor. Joining us today are Mr. Bu Guangzhou, President, and Mr. Wenming Ho, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I will remind all listeners that throughout this call, we may make statements that may contain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. The words believe, expect, anticipate, project, target, optimistic, intend, aim, will, or similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact are statements that may be deemed forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements are based on current expectations or beliefs, including, but not limited to, statements concerning China Yuchai's operations, financial performance, and financial conditions. China Yuchai cautions that these statements, by their nature, involve risk and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially depending on a variety of important factors, including those discussed in China Yuchai's reports filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission from time to time. China Yuchai specifically disclaims any obligation to update the forward-looking information in the future. Investors should note that China Yuchai has not finalized its consolidated financial results for fiscal year 2010. The financial information presented herein is unaudited and may differ materially from that reflected in China Yuchai's audited financial statements for fiscal year 2010 to be released when it is available. Mr. Saul will provide a brief overview and summary of the industry, and Mr. Ho will review the fourth quarter and full year 2010 financial results. Thereafter, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. For the purposes of today's call, the financial results will be presented in RMB and U.S. dollars. Mr. Saul, please start your presentation.
Thank you, Kevin. For the full year 2010, I'm pleased to report that our net revenues grew 24.7% to 16.4 billion RMB from 13.2 billion RMB in 2009. Our gross profit margin rose 57.9% to 4.0 billion RMB from 2.6 billion RMB last year. Operating profit rose by 129.2% to 2.0 billion RMB from 854.3 million RMB in 2009. The total net profit attributable to China Yuchai's shareholders in 2010 increased by 79.9% to 1.1 billion RMB, or earnings per share of 30.32 RMB compared with 628.3 million RMB, or earnings per share of 16.86 RMB in 2009. Including the one-time write-back from the acquisition of a 100% equity of Yulin Hotel Company. Our significant margin expansion is mainly attributable to our successful product mix shift to heavy-duty engines. The phase one capacity of our foundry is 45,000 tons of casting per year, or 200,000 cylinder blocks per year. We have increased production through improved efficiency, creating higher quality engine blocks and cylinder heads with lower unit cost. Upon the completion of our phase two of the foundry expansion, we will be significantly more self-reliant in the production of these key components. Let's take a look at the industry in 2010. In 2010, automotive sales surpassed 18 million units for the first time, up 32.4% year-over-year. Commercial vehicle sales grew to over 4.3 million units, or 29.9% year-over-year. For 2010, the large bus market segment experienced strong growth, estimated to be above 69,000 vehicles, or over 45% year-over-year growth as exports recovered and there was increased demand from public transportation. With ongoing construction and the need for greater transport of goods, heavy trucks achieved a 59% increase in year-over-year sales to over 1 million units. Commercial vehicle growth was especially pronounced in the Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. In 2010, total truck sales reached approximately 3.9 million units. For the first time in history, heavy-duty truck sales broke the 1 million unit mark. In December alone, the heavy-duty truck market growth of 21% outperformed the 15% overall truck market growth. Our total engine sales increased 18% in 2010 year-over-year, and our heavy-duty engine sales in 2010 increased by 65% year-over-year to 122,000 units. Our sales were 10.2% of the overall heavy-duty engine market for 2010. Our medium-duty engine sales in 2010 increased by 13.3% year-over-year to 263,000 units, comprising an approximate 49% market share for medium-duty engines. I'm also pleased to report that our joint ventures are doing very well. CIMC Chery Joint Venture started production of the new heavy-duty YC6K diesel engines in December 2010. The new world-class YC6K diesel engine, which has been certified as meeting national 3, 4, and 5 emission standards, as well as being compliant with the national 6 emission standard, extends the power range of our heavy-duty engines. The YC6K engine, ranging from 10 liter up to 13 liter, allows us to supply to a different spectrum of vehicle than we could previously. Our joint venture partners have committed to purchasing our current production to power their high-end heavy-duty vehicles. Chery United, a joint venture by Chery and CIMC, is expected to roll out 21 models 600 series of highly anticipated commercial vehicles, including a number of world-class heavy-duty trucks in 2011. During 2011, our plans to double the capacity of our 6L and 6M heavy-duty engines to 120,000 units are on track to meet the growing demand for heavy-duty engines. Our remanufacturing joint venture with Caterpillar is also beginning operations in early 2011 for the remanufacturing of diesel engine components. We expect to quickly become the remanufacturing leader in China, which will enable us to take advantage of our over 2,300 service centers across China. The Geely Joint Venture's 4D20 diesel engine designed for passenger vehicles is currently on a development schedule for 2012 after some initial delays. 20 prototype 4D20 engines have been assembled in a joint venture facility in Xining, Shandong Province. The joint venture is going ahead with a rigorous engine testing, including installing the engines in Geely's vehicles. Crankshaft manufacturing in Sanli, Zhejiang Province, will be launched in the second quarter of 2011 to supply to the Geely Automotive Company. At Xiamen Yuchai, we have increased the capacity of our engine assembly to 70,000 engines per year to cater for customers in the eastern part of China. During 2010, our first 50 diesel engines out of an order for 100 diesel engines compliant with National 5 emission standards were put into operations in buses operated in the Beijing Public Transportation Holdings Limited. The National 5 compliant diesel engine was independently designed and developed by us. We are the only domestic diesel engine manufacturer supplying Beijing Public Transportation Holdings, who since 2007 has purchased more than 3,000 buses containing our National 4 certified engines. Our National 5 compliant diesel engines demonstrate that our green energy innovations are narrowing the technical gap between domestic and foreign produced diesel engines. In addition, the Ministry of Science and Technology in Guangxi Province has concluded that our commercial vehicle hybrid diesel engine achieved the highest technical standards within China. This commercial vehicle hybrid diesel engine is China's first independently developed commercial uni-axle parallel hybrid engine. With this achievement, we have attained the industry-leading position for our hybrid engines, matching the performance criteria of the world's top hybrid engines. Our hybrid engine sales are relatively small so far, but as they can reduce fuel consumption by up to 25% to 30%, and we expect hybrid engines to form a growing part of our sales in the future. In early March 2011, we announced that our key subsidiary, Guangxi Yuchai Machinery Company Limited, is issuing renminbi-denominated unsecured short-term financing bonds amounting to 1.7 billion renminbi in two tranches in China. The first tranche of the bonds amounting to 1 billion renminbi and bearing a fixed annual interest rate of 4.59% was issued in March 9, 2011 and will mature on March 9, 2012. The second tranche of the bonds were, with a principal amount of 700 million renminbi will be issued at a later date, subject to market conditions. All the proceeds from the issuance of the bonds are to be used as working capital. As interest rates have been rising, the issuance of the bonds will lower our financial risk and cost. Strategically, in mid-2010, we announced the completion of the sales of 536 million shares out of our 550 million shares held in Takra Corporation Limited, TCL, at $0.02 per share through a placement exercise. We have reduced our shareholding in TCL from 34.4% to 12.2% currently. From the sales of our shares in TCL, through the placement exercise and the open market, we received over $44.7 million, which was used to pay down our short-term loans. Although we are changing our focus to building advanced engines for the high-margin, large engine market, we are not reducing our efforts in the light-duty engine market. Our aim in the light-duty engine market is to reduce our product costs and market and sell light-duty engines with a reasonable margin. We may lose a small market share due to the strategic product mix shift to heavy-duty engines in the short term, but we'll be better positioned for profit expansion in the future. With that, let me turn the call over to our CFO, Wing Ming Ho, to walk you through our fourth quarter and 2010 financial results.
Thank you, Bu Guan. Net revenue for the fourth quarter of 2010 increased 23.6% to RMB 4.0 billion or US$606.5 million from RMB 3.2 billion or US$490.6 million in the fourth quarter of 2009. The total number of diesel engines sold by the company's main operating subsidiary, Guangxi Yuchai Machinery Company Limited, GYMCL, during the fourth quarter of 2010 was 115,460 units, compared with 101,363 units in the fourth quarter of 2010. The increase in unit sales volume and net revenue were mainly due to the ongoing product mix shift and higher demand for heavy-duty engines. The gross profit increased 70.1% to RMB 1.3 billion or US$200.7 million from RMB 781.2 million or US$118 million in the fourth quarter of 2009. The gross margin was 33.1% in the fourth quarter of 2010 compared with 24% for the fourth quarter of 2009. In the fourth quarter of 2010, the higher gross margin was mainly attributable to a combination of increased sales of more profitable heavy-duty engines and the reversal of inventory reserves due to the consumption and sales of parts that were previously provided. Other income was RMB 44.2 million or US$6.7 million compared to RMB 57.6 million or US$8.7 million in the fourth quarter of 2009. The fourth quarter of 2009 included non-recurring income of RMB 23.6 million or US$3.6 million relating to the forgiveness of debt under a creditor's liquidation agreement by a subsidiary of HL, Global Enterprises Limited. Research and development R&D expenses were RMB 78.2 million or US$11.8 million in the fourth quarter of 2010 versus RMB 92 million or US$13.9 million in the fourth quarter of 2009, a 15% decline mainly due to lower consultancy fees and capitalization of qualifying R&D costs amounting to RMB 13.4 million or US$2 million. As a percentage of net revenue, R&D spending was 1.9% of net revenue in the fourth quarter of 2010 compared with 2.8% in the fourth quarter of 2009. Selling, general and administrative expenses, SG&A, in the fourth quarter of 2010 were RMB 480.9 million or US$72.6 million, a 22.8% rise from RMB 391.6 million or US$59.1 million in the fourth quarter of 2009. As a percentage of net revenue, SG&A expenses were 12% in the fourth quarter of 2010 and approximately the same percentage for the same quarter in 2009. Operating profit climbed 129.2% to RMB 814.1 million or US$ 122.9 million in the fourth quarter of 2010 from RMB 355.1 million or US$ 53.6 million in the fourth quarter of 2009. The increase is mainly due to increased sales and higher gross profit. The operating margin increased to 20.3% in the fourth quarter of 2010 from 10.9% in the fourth quarter of 2009. Mainly due to the improvement in gross margin. In the fourth quarter of 2010, total net profit attributable to China Yuchai shareholders increased 136.1% to RMB 461.7 million or US$69.7 million or earnings per share of RMB 12.39 or US$1.87. Compared with RMB 195.6 million or US$29.5 million or earnings per share of RMB 5.25 or US$0.79 in the fourth quarter of 2009. Financial highlights for 2010. Net revenues for 2010 increased 24.7% to RMB 16.4 billion or US$2.5 billion from RMB 13.2 billion or US$2 billion in 2009. The total number of diesel engines sold by GYMCL for 2010 was 551,592 units, a 17.9% improvement compared with the 467,899 units sold in 2009. The increase in net revenues was a result of greater volume, especially in the heavy duty diesel engine sector. Gross profit in 2010 rose 57.9% to RMB 4 billion or US$606.9 million from RMB 2.6 billion or US$384.4 million in 2009. The gross margin was 24.5% versus 19.3% in 2009. The increase in gross profit and gross margin was mainly due to the growth in the sales of more profitable heavy-duty engines and the reversal of inventory reserves due to the consumption and sale of parts that were previously provided. Other income increased by 33.8% to RMB 103.8 million or US$15.7 million from RMB 77.6 million or US$11.7 million due to exchange gains and higher interest income. Research and development R&D expenditures rose by 9% in 2010 to RMB 324.1 million or US$48.9 million from RMB 297.3 million or US$44.9 million in 2009. While the R&D expense rose in absolute terms, as a percentage of net revenues, it was only 2% in 2010 compared with 2.3% in 2009 due to the faster growth in net revenue. This investment is mostly focused on developing low emission and higher fuel efficient engines to meet changing market demands and Chinese government's environmental requirements. Selling, general and administrative expenses, SG&A, rose 25.1% in 2010 to RMB 1.8 billion or US$277.9 million compared with RMB 1.5 billion or US$222.2 million in 2009. SG&A expenses were 11.2% of net revenues for both 2010 and 2009. Operating profit rose 129.2% in 2010 to RMB 2 billion or US$295.7 million from RMB 854.3 million or US$129 million in 2009. The increase was mainly due to the growth in unit sales, net revenues, and gross profit combined with more stringent expense control measures. The operating profit margin grew to 11.9% in 2010 from 6.5% in 2009. Finance costs in 2010 increased 68.3% to RMB 130.4 million or US$19.7 million from RMB 77.5 million or US$11.7 million in 2009. The higher interest expense was due to the raising of interest rates charged in China during the year, which resulted in the increase in the cost of bills, discounting and borrowings. In 2009, the company reported a one-time non-recurring gain of approximately 203 million RMB or US$30.6 million arising from GYMCL's acquisition of the 100% equity of Guangxi Yiling Hotel Company Limited, Yiling Hotel Company, to resolve past loans by GYMCL worth an aggregate principal amount of 205 million RMB as previously disclosed. Total profit attributable to China Yuchai's shareholders in 2010 increased by 79.9% to RMB 1.1 billion or US$170.6 million from RMB 628.3 million or US$94.9 million in 2009. Earnings per share for 2010 increased to RMB 30.32 or US$4.58 from RMB 16.86 or US$2.55 in 2009. The increase in net income was mainly due to the higher net revenues and unit sales, higher other income, and stringent expense control. As at December 31, 2010, cash and cash equivalent was RMB 4.1 billion or US$613.2 million, compared with RMB 3.7 billion at the end of 2009. Trade and bills receivable was RMB 4.3 billion or US$648.4 million compared with RMB 2.5 billion at the end of 2009. Net inventory was RMB 2.6 billion or US$394.5 million compared with RMB 2.1 billion last year. Trade payables increased to RMB 5.8 billion or US$869.6 million from RMB 4.7 billion at the end of 2009. Short-term and long-term borrowings decreased from RMB 1.1 billion at the end of 2009 to RMB 625.4 million or US$94.4 million at the end of December 2010. With that, operator, we are ready to begin the Q&A session.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Alex Potter of Piper Jaffray.
Hi, guys. Congratulations. Very good quarter. I guess I'll start by asking the most obvious question here. Your gross margins were clearly very high in the quarter. I was wondering if you could quantify the size of the benefit you got from the inventory write-back. And then after backing that out, are these higher gross margins, are they kind of the new normal for you, or were there other events that happened in Q4 that, in addition to the inventory write-back, that drove such a high gross margin that we shouldn't expect going forward? Thanks.
Okay. Hi, this is Wong Ming here. Now, in Q4, we have a reverse about 91 million RMB worth of inventory reserves. Okay. So now, compared to last year we sort of set aside about 133 million of inventory. So that accounts for quite a bit of a change from last year to this year in terms of the gross margin change.
Okay. And so if you back that out, it looks like, I mean, you still had a very, very high gross margin, something like, looks like 700 basis points or so more in terms of gross margin than you had last quarter. What I'm trying to get an understanding of was, in addition to that inventory write-back that you had in the quarter, were there other events that happened in the quarter, I guess, one-time in nature events like mix shift or something that we shouldn't expect going forward, or is this new gross margin level something that we can expect from CYI from now on?
Okay. Now, you're referring to this year versus last year, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess.
I think.
Compared to anything, I mean, if.
Right. If you add the two together, the 91 million and the last year's provision of 150 million, I think, the impact on the gross margin as percentage is quite large, actually. It works out to about 5-6 percentage points.
Okay. Right. So, I mean, in the quarter, the gross margin, including the write-back, was something in the 30-some% range, right?
33, yeah.
Yeah, 33. Now, if you take that out and get a non-GAAP, I guess, gross margin, you'd be looking at something like 30% gross margin after you take the write-back out, if I'm calculating this correctly.
No. I think now, if you take it out, it comes to about 26-27%.
Okay. Okay. So 27%. That's still quite high in comparison to the historical norm for.
Sorry. Sorry. Let me cut that in. What it is that if you talk about just one time, yeah, this inventory write-back is one time. But the other things that we hope that is really not a one time, it is really those margin shift that really, okay, gives us, okay, the uplift in terms of, okay, the gross profit margin. What I can tell you is that in terms of, okay, the product mix, so normally what we do is that we look at what the proportion between four-cylinder, which is really, okay, the small engine, versus the bigger engine, which is really the six-cylinder. So that shift in 2010, oh, there was an increase of, okay, almost 8 percentage points in terms of, okay, the six-cylinder, which is really the higher engine. And that gives us, okay, an improve in terms of margin. I would take it that, okay, that six-cylinder engine, okay, because of a higher volume and also, okay, of a higher price, it gives us, okay, an increase in terms of average pricing of 9.9%. That is really what, okay, what it, okay, will help us to lift up, okay, the gross profit margin. And at the same time, our revenue, okay, in terms of, okay, the full year 2010, okay, compared to 2009, it is an increase of 28%. So All in all, if you look at the focus that I've mentioned during my speech, is that the medium and the heavy duty, which is really the six-cylinder engine, if we really sell more of that, it will help us in terms of revenue, and it will bring us more gross profit margin.
Okay. And what you're saying is that's sustainable in nature. So historically, if you had gross margins of 21%, 22%, 23%, now in this quarter, after backing out the write-back, you're in the high 20% range. And hopefully, if this mix shift continues, these higher gross margins are something that you're hoping to sustain, not something that you expect to be one-time in nature in Q4.
That is correct, Alex. And then there's really a couple of things that we are also working on. One is that we are very focused in the automotive market. And right now, if we are looking at the product line, we are launching the 16-liter, 60, and then another one, which is 40-liter, which is 60. That is basically focusing on power generation and marine market. So that will also give us a lift in terms of revenue as well as gross profit margin growth. And then internally, we're looking at how do we reduce costs. Say, for example, in terms of the work that we are doing, especially on the new foundry, we see that there is going to be a reduction in terms of material in the casting because this new foundry is very efficient. And then it also have less defect rate, and also the electricity usage is very efficient. So we are really looking at the work that we are doing in terms of the internal operations. We're trying to reduce costs as well. So the other side of the coin is that you probably heard that as well, in terms of material, all that, the pricing, because of inflation, all that, there's always the cost pressure on the raw materials. That is really the flip side of the things that we are trying to reduce costs, improve our revenue, improve our gross profit margin. And then there is really the other side, which is really the raw material cost pressure.
Okay, fair enough. Then that's very helpful. Was also wondering if you could give your updated overall market commentary for 2011. Obviously, 2010 was a really big year for the commercial vehicle market, for the heavy-duty truck market. What's your updated view, for growth in 2011, and which subsegments of the truck market do you think will outperform?
A few key pointers. Good one is that you probably have heard that there are really inventory in the market, and I have heard that there is less inventory, 6,000 to 7,000, engines or trucks, all the way up to 330,000. Do you believe it or not? The trucks in the inventory. So again, then when we were having this meeting in February, which is really after the Chinese New Year. So our people are going out to the market to understand what is going on with the market in terms of the inventory, in terms of the demand. So the general consensus is that last year it was really a fantastic year in the first quarter, in terms of heavy duty truck. I mean, everybody was really happy with the volume. This year is a little bit subdued, and then if there is less of an inventory in the market, then obviously there's really going to be a more positive side on our sales. But again, I'm really working on with our sales guy to understand what is really the inventory in the market. If there's really less of an inventory, then it's really good news for us. So that's one of those. And then the other thing is that, as you know, inflation, which is really partly due to high oil prices, partly due to the high fixed asset investment, and then high interest rate. All this is causing credit tightening, and it's also having people to think about, well, okay, how to use again alternative means of transportation. We have to reduce again the cost of fuel. So there are all these dynamics in terms of the 2011 outlook. So if I were to look at this, well, the positive thing about the whole market is that the Chinese government still want to maintain 7% of the GDP. And now I'm hearing that it can go up to 9%. So there are really the positive dynamics in terms of economic growth in China. But then it's also the inflation pressure as well as the inventory in the market. So on a balance, if we were to really go through the first quarter well, I think that we will do quite well in terms of the sales for the whole year.
Okay, you think it's fair? Historically, I know that the truck market in China, commercial vehicle market in China, has typically outpaced GDP, at least by a couple hundred basis points. Do you think that that historical norm will hold going forward?
I believe that is so, because I see is that if there's economic growth, definitely people are going to use trucks, use buses, because a truck is useful for transportation, and there's going to be development. And as you know, there's going to be construction equipment needed, but there's really going to be more transportation. Infrastructure is going to be developed. So what you are saying is true.
Okay, very good. I'll jump back in the queue, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Alex.
Your next question comes from the line of Gerwin Ho of Citigroup.
Hi, good morning. Congratulations on the strong results. I have two kind of more macro questions to consult your opinion. First of all, the heavy-duty truck market, what's the view in terms of growth rate this year? I think, as you mentioned, there's some talks of inventory on the heavy-duty truck side. And I think more recently from, you know, the people we've spoken to, I think the view is probably less of a lower growth rate probably versus the beginning of this year. And there's even talks of potentially negative growth this year. So just want to consult on your view on the heavy-duty truck market growth rate this year. And secondly, in terms of China 4 or Euro 4 emission standard, at this moment it's been announced that it will come to fruition on January 1st of 2012. So what is our feeling on the impact to the truck market ahead of this deadline? Will we see the pre-buying that we saw in the first half of 2008? And also, there is some talk that perhaps this deadline may not be as firm as perceived. So have we heard anything about this deadline and whether there's a possibility of it being kind of delayed if other factors are affecting the truck market? Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeremy. Okay, to talk about this heavy-duty truck market growth, what we are really seeing is that last year, I mentioned again in my my report that it has exceeded a million units. So I would guess that from the heavy duty truck market, it is really going to be very very tough to hit a million this year. But again, that if you look at what I mentioned in our market share, in the heavy duty truck market is quite small, 10.5%. So what we will be thinking of is that in terms of whether this market, obviously when it's big, the growth will be faster. But we are really thinking that, well, we have customers and we have engineered our engines into a few of our key customers. So when we look at the truck market, even if there is really going to be some reduction, we were really thinking that, well, we will be able to expand our market share. So that is really where I feel positive about what we are really doing in terms of being able to work with the OEMs, engineer our engines into the trucks. So if I were to look at the growth, I'm looking at more towards more market share for Yuchai. So that on the second question on the Euro 4, your statement on January 12th, the launch of National 4, launch in terms of 2012, I believe that is what I've heard through the market as well. At first, it was supposed to be a beginning of 2010. So they moved it to a beginning of 2012. So what in China is that I don't believe that the impact is going to be that great in terms of the stock market on a pre-buy. The reason is because that sometimes when the day comes near, the Chinese government might delay it. So they always have this wait and see. So what I believe is that it's not so much of a pre-buy, but if there's going to be a deadline on January 12th, and if the government implement the emission standard of National 4 beginning of 2012, I believe that after that, there will probably be a spike in terms of the purchase. That's what I believe. So in the deadline itself, people has been looking at us while they have already moved. This is probably the third time. So there is also the question about fuel as well, because the fuel needs to be National 4 emissions. So I believe that is about 50 ppm in terms of sulfur content. So that fuel needs to come in with like a clean diesel. So there is really going to be a lot of work done between now and the beginning of 2012.
From my understanding, what's the cause or price difference between a China 3 engine and a China 4 engine?
What it is that the China 4 engine, it will probably have an SCR. There is really going to be this SCR. And also, most of the National 4 will have a common rail system. So National 3, they might not have the common rail. So National 4, definitely, they're going to have a common rail, and they're going to have an SCR system.
So it's going to be for us, and as you, Chai, we have China 4 engines ready.
Yes. And to tell you that, we would prefer to have the National 4 implemented earlier, because we have the product.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Morrison of the ISI Group.
Hi, good morning. Just a first question on the pricing. Did you mention earlier that you put through a 9.9% price increase?
Yes, Jeff.
Okay, and was that an across-the-board price increase for all products, or was there a range?
Oh, that is really a range, Jeff, because of what it is that because of the percentage shift, I mentioned as well, last year it used to be, we used to have the light duty at 49%, and then this year, last year it is 57% in terms of light duty, and then we reduced it to about 49% in 2010. Then, with that percentage reduction in a light duty, or conversely, there's an increase in the percentage of the six-cylinder, the bigger engine, then the average pricing of our engine improves by 9.9%. So that is really just on the average of all the engine pricing.
Got it. Then I was wondering if you could just talk about the hybrid market and maybe just what you view as the opportunities there. Are there any government subsidies that you think will push the hybrid engines at all?
What it is that a hybrid bus costs about twice compared to a diesel powered bus. So if there is no subsidy from the government, it is really very difficult for municipality bus company to purchase hybrid buses. No doubt that the fuel consumption is going to be lower, but the cost, the initial capital layout cost is quite high. So if everybody were to read the 12th five-year plan, they are talking about the energy reduction, the more energy efficient vehicle. So then hybrid might have an opportunity whereby the government might subsidize the municipal company going to purchase hybrid buses. So that is why that our hybrid buses, we sold about probably about 300 last year, and we were really thinking that, well, we want to increase it by more than 3 times this year. That's really our target. And hopefully with the subsidy or with the government coming in to promote energy saving or new energy buses, then the hybrid bus will have opportunity to be able to run in the big cities.
So there are no subsidies right now, but you're waiting for the new plan.
That's correct.
And then just last question, I just wonder if you could talk about your push into the power gen market, the larger engines. Maybe what opportunities you see there.
What we have seen is that in terms of China, right now for those big cities as well as those cities that is developing, most of them have high-rise buildings, and then the government is right now clamping down on safety and also the fire protection. So if we were to see that there are so many tall buildings around, there is always a need for this high KW power generation. And that is really where we think that we can penetrate that market with the 16-liter and 40-liter engines or G-drives.
At this time, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Long of Piper Jaffray.
Hey, Andrew.
Andrew, your line is open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Okay, congratulations for the good results.
Thanks.
I got two questions. Yeah, the first question is, who are you selling to for the high power engines? Are you selling to FAW? Are you selling to Futian? And what are the existing capacity? And how are you going to expand that? That's my first question. My second question is, in terms of SG&A ratio, is there any room for improvement? Will I see economic of scale in the future? What would be the trend of that ratio? Thank you very much.
Okay, well, okay, for your first question first. Okay, what we have is that we have quite a number of customers. We do sell it to FAW. Okay, so FAW also has their own engines. And then we also sell to Futian. And then Dongfeng is one of our biggest customers. So there's quite a number, and then Jianghua is also one of our bigger customers. Now, the key thing is that we normally work together with the OEM, okay, and then we engine our products in, and also we provide excellent customer service, so that at the end of the day, the end user customer is the one who will decide what engine they want to put in their trucks. So we work very well in terms of aftermarket support, providing excellent customer support for our end users. So we hope that we are working with other OEMs to engineer our products in. So then at least we know that our product will be able to supply it to some of those OEMs that we have not worked before. So that is really our key in terms of increasing our market share for the heavy duty engines.
Okay, on the second question, this is Wing Ming here. Now, you know that China, the cost of labor is rising, and also within the SG&A that we have, the bulk of the cost is actually in the selling expenses. So unless we cut down on the selling expenses, which I don't anticipate, I think the ratio is going to stay the way it is for foreseeable future, I think.
Okay. Hey, going back to the first question, what will be the capacity this year?
You mean the capacity for heavy duty engine?
Yes.
Okay. The capacity for the heavy duty engine, I would say that is going to exceed 200,000 units.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I've got a few questions here. The first one is what's the it's asked by one of the investors asking us what is our planned capital expenditure for 2011. Now, in 2011, we expect to spend between 800,000 to 900,000. That's what we plan to spend on capital expenditure. So that's a short answer to the question. And the next question is, why do we borrow when the company has so much cash? Okay, I think I need to explain this a little bit here. Now, the company, I mean, we need to use quite a fair bit of cash to pay our suppliers every month, and we have been discounting our bank bills in order to generate the cash that we have. All right. So by having a short-term bond and locking in the interest rate at 4.59%, we're actually able to hold the finance cost or even from against the rising interest rates that we are experiencing in China at the moment. So going forward, we are actually expecting the discounting cost to go up higher. So it's a good thing for us to now lock it in. There's also quite a few questions here on whether or not we're going to pay dividends, when we're going to pay dividends, whether we're going to have dividends policy. Now, we will make an announcement at the appropriate time as to when you're going to make a dividend payment and how much it's going to be.
Well, there's a question on, can you tell me all the new products, that we have in and what are really the new products for 2011 and 2012? So our products, ranges from a 75 horsepower, they call Pascal, to about 1,000 Pascal, which is horsepower. Now, the new products that we have launched, which is mainly last year, and then what it is the 60. 60 is the 16-liter engine, and then also towards the end of last year we launched the 40-liter engine, which is 6C. And then there is also the K, which is the 10-liter, and then we have the just end of last year we have developed the K12 liters in Anhui province, which is under our joint venture. Now, if I were to look at all these new products that we have launched, the key thing is that when we develop a product, it goes to a certain market segment, and mainly most of the market segment, other than the 16 liter and the 40 liter, is developed for automotive market. And then later on, which is a lot of work that we did in 2010. And to follow up to 2011 will be a product enhancement. When we say product enhancement, it is really going to be for different applications. Say, for example, if we have the 40 liter, which is really mainly for power generation, we are also really working for the marine applications. We are also going to work for those mine trucks application. So there is going to be a lot of product enhancement in terms of different applications in our product. So when we have all this engine carcass in this model series, we will be able to develop those engines into very different applications, so as to share all this development costs across different market segments. So then the next question is, we are now at the end of Q1. Do you have any views on the volume mix of your sales on the first quarter and the rest of the year? So just now I mentioned a little bit of the general outlook of 2011. And just want to make sure that everybody understands, we don't provide guidance in terms of 2011 unit sales and revenues. What we can tell you is that we are working with the OEMs to engine our products into their vehicles so that our pricing will not be the only negotiating point, and that we are going to increase our market share, like what I said just now. And then the other important thing to to look at, which again I mentioned, is that the GDP growth, okay, is going to be between 7 to 9%. Okay, the government mentioned 7, and there's really other analysts who mentioned that, okay, it's going to be again 9%. And there is also the government 12-year plan, which again encourages new energy, energy efficient vehicle. So that will okay, help Yuchai to be able to sell, okay, more of a National 4, National 5, and also get hybrid engines. And then that is really where we believe that, well, okay, we are in a good position to be able to get N-Wagon, okay, on the 12th five-year plan. The next question is, when will CYI management come to USA for investor roadshow? Well, okay, we have been busy the last year, and what we are planning is that we will be participating in Piper Jaffray China Growth Conference in New York City on May 17th. So we plan to meet the investors during that time.
Okay, there is a question here on our outlook for accounts receivable. It's gone down, but not as much as last year. Now, I think the typical in the industry, or maybe in particularly in our case, the way the sales contract is structured is such that we will get most of our payment towards the end of the year. And also in the case of China, very typical is that companies will pay us using a bank bill rather than cash or a check. So, and the bank bills can only be cashed out within, well, usually the 3 to 6 months time frame. So that's the reason why the trade bills and accounts receivable number sort of figure has gone up, and also as in terms of number of days, it has also gone up. The reason, main reason for that is that there's a significant increase in the bank bills that we have been receiving towards the end of the year.
Okay, your next question comes from the line of Alex Potter of Piper Jaffray.
Hey, Alex.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to had one last question here. Inventory seemed to jump up pretty substantially in the quarter. Is that just normal seasonality in preparation for the high season? And has that come back down now? Or should we expect to see that coming back down here in the next quarter? Thanks.
Okay, it's due to seasonality, Alex. Now, the way it works is that I think towards the end of the year, usually we have to start to build up our raw materials and a part, buying the parts so that we can start to build the engine for the next year. Okay. Now, if you look at our trend, I think like last year, the January month is one of the what I call highest number of sales month, or the first quarter is the biggest quarter for the year. So that's right. The answer is yes. We are building up inventory for next year, and come the middle of the year, it should come down a bit.
Your next question comes from the line of Gerwin Ho of Citigroup.
Hi, I was just wondering, in the construction machine market, what was your unit sales, and which of the companies are you selling to right now in terms of construction machine engines?
Offhand, I don't remember exactly the numbers, but I can tell you that the last year construction, okay, we increased our sales by about 35 or 38%. I cannot fix the number, but I remember that, okay, there's really, okay, an increase in terms of our engine sales to the construction market. Now, the construction market, as you know, okay, Gerwin, is that it is really a very fragmented market. And what Yuchai, okay, is really focusing on are mainly those loaders. So those loaders, okay, that is really the 30, 40, 50 ton loaders. So we participate in that market. And then we we are participating right now in a much bigger way on the excavator market as well. So when I look at those like this motor graders and the rest of this, we are thinking about how do we get into those markets. So currently, our participation is really in a very small market segment, and we hope that we can improve in terms of the more penetration to the construction market.
We have now reached the end of our Q&A session, and I will turn the call back over to Mr. Saw.
Okay. Before we leave, I would like to say a few words. Okay. As everybody knows, and the whole world knows, that there is really this this disaster in Japan, in this Miyagi Prefecture, whereby you have got a big tragedy in terms of earthquake, and also the tsunami that wiped out quite a lot of people, and also the properties and all that. So it is really a big tragedy, and we hope that the Miyagi Prefecture will be able to recover as soon as possible. And for those victims and their families, our thoughts and prayers goes to those people who suffer in those tragic disaster. We hope that they will recover as soon as possible. We have reached towards the end of our Q&A session, and I would like to thank all of our participants in our earnings webcast, and we thank you for all your questions as well, and we look forward to speaking with you again, and I wish you all a very good day. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for participating in today's conference. You may now disconnect.